This is the BBC.
His Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes Kel Spellman on Real or No Real, an absolute shocking result on Bangers. Also, more of the best lunches in the UK on Lunch Trump's President Trump special. And we try to find out which one of the people that have texted into Radio 1 as Prince William is the real deal. Yes, it's Friday and it's BBC Radio 1. You all right, Chris?
Yeah, how are you?
You take your coat off or look like you're staying? Oh, is there not a coat? Sorry.
All right. Well, so having a pop at the clothes, are you now?
No, I honestly thought it was a coat and it makes you look like you're temporarily here.
Fine. I'll take this coat off and you'll be taking your trousers down when I beat you at Bangers. Literally, you're 4-0 down. If you lose today at Bangers, the trousers go down.
They're
you
not
know the
going
rules.
Down.
You get five balled, you have to run around the studio with trousers down.
And where does that go?
That'll be on my Snapchat. So hopefully that'll be happening. But yes, I will take this coat off.
You're going to have to pull them down.
Do you know what? This was my attempt at trying to be a little bit fashionable today. Make a bit of an effort.
No, you look really nice, but I can see the coats at the back.
Oh, you're...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No, it looks...
You're not
like
a nice person.
I am a nice person.
There's an arrogance about you today.
Is there?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm just nervous about Bangers, I'm going to be honest.
Fine.
Also, there appears to be a green pen in the studio. Ho! I'm enjoying it. When was the last time you used one of those?
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, don't say I'm not nice. I just thought you'd left your coat on.
You don't like the coat?
No, I like it, but it looks like a coat and I thought you weren't staying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The texts here at Radio 1 at the moment are a mixture of people entering Jan Slam for a chance to go to Creamfield. And still, loads of people texting in pretending to be Prince William.
Oh, yeah.
And that's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something I said yesterday, wasn't it?
On yesterday's show, The Real or No Real was, does Prince William listen to the early show with Adele Roberts on Radio 1? And the answer was real. And then, well, he texts in as well with a pseudonym. And then you were like, oh, no, text in now with, what did you say? Something that only I would know.
Yeah, if you're Prince William, text in.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got a lot of liars.
There's a lot of them, yes.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Still getting loads of tweets about Monday's podcast because we did the first ever edition of Lunch Trumps on the show. So many people got in touch letting us know what they had for lunch and trying to trump you.
Mm. Well, I went really big on Monday. I've started going back to some quite old school lunches. I think I had a cheese and pickle sandwich, some kind of crisp, and I think I had an orange Fanta as well.
Mm.
I've tried to continue that this week. I thought, cos Friday, nearly the weekend, I'm going to go really big today.
Yeah. And also, today is the day for anything Trump.
Yes. Yes. Well, it just seems right, doesn't it?
Now, the thing is, we did want to do alternative commentary for the inauguration of the 45th president on the red button. A lot of you seemed quite keen on that idea, but the BBC, not so much.
Mm.
Kind of fell on deaf ears, really. I don't know why.
I think what they were saying was if we did do the alternative commentary for that, it would be like a mouse in a maze. We'd be so out of... do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not the right thing for it. It's too big.
Thing is, we'd just probably be commenting on people's hair and that, say what you see. Mm. But we might get slightly out of our depth politically, I think was what they were worried about.
Mm.
So, as we're not doing any alternative commentary for the inauguration... Shall we just have a Friday lunch trumps instead?
Yeah, and what a day to have lunch trumps.
I know.
See, Trump. Yes?
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, as long as we're all on the same page. Quick sidebar on the Trump thing.
Mm.
Only occurred to me last night, because you forget it, because all this talk of Trump, that his name is actually sharing the same word as fart.
It is. I'm not sure they have that word in America. And I've kind of, it's just become a name now,
yeah,
Trump.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But trumping, it's definitely farting, yes.
Yeah, but it's taken on a whole new meaning now, because Donald.
And let's not forget that. Do you want to tell us your lunch today?
Yeah, so if you do want to have a go at me today. Oh, wow.
What have you got?
Oh, it's going to be great, Scott. It's going to be so great.
Is it?
I've got an orange Lucozade, steak slice, and I've got a penguin. If you think you can trump me, get in touch.
Let us know. The normal channels apply. Let's play a special presidential lunch trumps today. Next on Radio 1. Let's make lunch great again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for lunch trumps on BBC Radio 1. Big day today for anything to do with Trump. Chris has got an epic lunch. Can you do better? Let's find out. Hello, who's that, please?
Hi, it's Laurie from Leamington Spa.
Hey, Laurie from Leamington Spa. How's it going?
It's fine. It's great.
Yeah? Happy with your lunch today?
I'm very happy with it.
Is it going to be great?
It is. It's very sophisticated today.
What have you got? Come on.
Well, I've got a chicken and mushroom hot noodle.
Ooh.
Mm.
Just
add water. Some nice and spicy knickknacks.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. And a cookies and cream Kit Kat.
Whoa! Whoa! I can't believe you went there with the Kit Kat. Whoa!
Huge. Nice and spicy.
Whoa!
That's great, Scott, isn't it? So great.
Can you stop doing that? You're really freaking me out. Hello, Daniel.
Hiya.
Welcome to Lunch Trumps on this very special inauguration day.
Thank you very much. It's quite exciting.
Mm. Yeah.
You got a lot of faith in your lunch?
Oh, I have, yes. It's tried and tested over the years.
Is it going to trump Chris's, though?
We'll see. It might be close.
Far away. What have you got?
I have a cheese, ham and waffle sandwich on wholemeal bread.
That's great.
I have some pombears.
Great crisps.
a banana and a cup of tea.
Whoa! Tea! You're having actual tea as well?
Oh, yeah. A cup
Whoa!
Of tea.
The banana. So. Whoa! Feels a bit weird. Should have ended on the sandwich then, not the tea, really, but I'm still buzzing for
Quite
you.
Quite a healthy lunch.
Whoa! Whoa!
Everyone's saying it.
Hannah, welcome to Lunch Trumps.
Hello.
Are you looking forward to your lunch today?
Yeah, it's going to be so great.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to do a Donald.
Everyone's doing it. Okay, what have you got? Can you trump Chris?
I've got chicken tikka masala soup and a cheese top roll to go with it.
Oh, so underrated.
And I've got some orange squash for my lunch.
Not so great. Sad.
Sad.
Yes.
And some Reese's peanut butter cups. They're the best bit.
Whoa! That is a great lunch. And by the way, I think it's the greatest.
Reese's butter cups, so good.
So good.
Underrated. Underrated. I can't begin to tell you enough. It's underrated.
Stop that now.
Have I made lunch great again?
You have made it so great.
So great.
So great. Absolutely, you have. And by the way, you have. Love you, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, Chris, I'm really enjoying all the clips of the new president's concert last night.
I didn't see much from it. Why can I watch it anywhere? I kind of wanted to see that.
I think there was an inauguration channel online last night, but it went down.
Oh.
Because at one point, 372 people were watching it.
True. Oh, right.
So I think that there's too much traffic.
Yeah.
Didn't look that well attended, the concert. I thought there was like a few gaps in the crowd they could have covered up a bit. But it looked great, didn't it? So great.
Stop.
It seems that Donald's a particular fan of Smash Mouth. Oh!
It's incredible. This is the only bit I've seen from it.
Yeah, I've just tweeted this from my Twitter. Obsessed with his lip-syncing. He seems lip-syncing all night.
So it's a band on stage, right? And they're covering the song.
Yeah, they're doing Three Doors Down. I don't know. Big in America, I think. A covering All Star by Smash Mouth. Donald's lip syncing around. And this bit.
Oh, I love
so you
it
see
so
him. It's a good, I mean, it's a good song, but you see him mouthing along to I Ain't the Sharpest Tool in the Shed, which seems to be, probably going to be one of the biggest gifts of 2017.
But crazy that he knows all the words to it. Although maybe he's a big fan of Shrek.
He's the only man in the world that knows the words to Smash Mouth All Star.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was watching BBC News. The weather looks terrible in Washington, Chris.
Oh, does it?
Oh, there's a right rain on. It looks freezing. You can see people going, brrr, because it's so cold.
I'm not
going
to call it off. Surely.
Probably not, no. Because I think, they think about 900,000 people are descending on Washington, D.C. today. So I think a bit too late to call it off.
Well, it's going
to
play havoc with everyone's hair then, isn't it?
Well, especially Donald's.
Yeah. Something to be wary of. I'm sure he's got an umbrella holder.
It's flickery and flyaway at the best of times. We were just saying, have you seen the new Little Mix video?
I've just seen it.
Wow.
On your advice.
Really glad that they're not performing at the inauguration today. They catch a death of cold. In fact, I'm generally worried about them.
Why?
Because of the current weather conditions and what they're wearing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I'm getting concerned now because it's getting towards bangers time.
Yes. This could be the highlight of the day, I think, really.
Right, whoever calls up on bangers today, can I just ask you to pick the song that you truly believe is the best one? Because we're Well, Chris is 4-0 up, which means that I'll get 5 ball today if you choose Chris. And then he's got this stupid forfeit that he's come
up
with.
No, it was a stupid forfeit when I lost 5-0. You said it's a great forfeit last week when I had to drop trowel and run around the studio in my pants. If you lose 5-0 today, that's what you're going to be doing.
Can I just check what pants I've got on?
Can do. In fact, well, there's a debate about it on Twitter. I just retweeted someone. Well, I retweeted them about half an hour ago. It's had about 700 votes already. What type of underwear is Scott Mills wearing? Hashtag bangers. And the majority of people, 37% think tighty whities. I voted thong.
Oh.
There was Frenchies and boxers on there to choose from.
What's a Frenchie?
I actually don't know. Is that like a, is that more lacy?
No, well, it's none of those. It's none of those, actually. Because I've just checked.
But you definitely got pants on.
I definitely do, yeah. So that's good, isn't
it? So good. So what will that be? 240 drop trowel?
No, hopefully. Because hopefully somebody will pick my song today on Bangers. Let's not do it out of spite. I know what some of you lot are like.
No, let people choose the better song. I'm happy with that. Right. Brian's a banger today.
Okay, well, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like you're kind of urging people to pick you. Oh, okay, I've just seen French Knickers. Oh, that's small.
God, why have you Googled that like that? That's really strange thing to suddenly appear next to us.
Well, yeah. I mean, if everyone is walking by the studio now, then that would be weird.
Yeah, but you're not wearing those, are you?
I'm not, and that's not very suitable for
and
work.
Obviously, we'll get it up on my Snapchat to make sure everyone can see.
If it happens.
You with your trousers.
If it happens. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, no.
I've just charged up my phone a little bit just to make sure I've got enough battery for this moment.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's time for bangers. Hello, Devon.
You all right, Scott? You all right, Chris?
I'm absolutely fine, thank you.
You do realise the heavy burden of responsibility on your shoulders right now?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Right, so, Devon, who do you normally pick on bangers?
I'd say it's Scott, but it is Chris.
Right, well, this is... There's some conspiracy thing going on.
I said this last week. Right. I said that there'd been interference.
I think you're in, there's some kind of interference that's going on here.
I wouldn't say that.
Devon, do you know Chris?
No, I don't, actually. Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
Yeah. All right, we're going celebrating later or something.
Yeah.
Okay, where do you live?
I live in Huntingdon.
Okay, and it's a half day from college today, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And you're training to be a teacher?
Yeah, I am, actually.
One of my good mates is a teacher, absolutely loves his job so much.
Yeah, I think that's what you've got to do, pick a career you really enjoy.
Totally. Okay, right, so we should probably get on with this and get the pain over.
So let's explain the situation in case people don't know. You are 4-0 down on bangers.
Devon, you're going to pick the song you want,
Last week...
Yeah, 4-0 on, mate.
Yeah, of course. Last week, I lost 5-0 and then had to take my trousers down and run around the studio. And you face that situation should you lose bangers today. But you're right, you should choose what the best song is. Mm. That's how this game works.
Yeah, best song always.
And let's be honest, no one wants to see me in my pants. Let's be totally honest.
I don't know. I'm getting a lot more people following me on Snapchat. It seems to be quite a popular...
That's just for humiliation purposes.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't see Scott in his pants, but that song wins.
Okay.
All right, then.
Here we go, then. What have you got?
This is my choice. This is Tiësto and the aptly named song Naked. This is a banger, but it's mainly chosen because of the name. And I just think it will sound... It's the perfect soundtrack for when you're there in your pants. Okay, Devon, you can choose that one, or you can choose Scott's
choice. Choose this. Absolute tune! Fallout Boy. My songs Know What You Did in the Dark. Which is better than the other one.
Two very different songs, he would say that. Two very different songs. You've got to decide which banger it is today. All right, mate?
Definitely two massive bangers for a Friday, I think. It's really difficult. I can say that personally. Scott, I would love to hear your song. Chris, exactly the same. It's a really tough decision today. I think...
Who are you going to go for?
I hate to say it, Chris. I'm going for Scott today.
You're joking.
No.
And you?
What?
Devon? Are amazing.
A traitor.
Are amazing.
Why would you... Why?
You're the kind of person...
What has happened
...that makes
here?
This country great.
I'm in shock. I don't think I would have even needed to have chosen a good song today to win bangers, and you have to be in your pants from a five balling.
Thank you, Devon.
But that, even that aside, that was a better song.
You're like, oh, do you know him? No, I don't know him.
Do you know him?
No.
Have you had a word with someone here?
No.
I was wondering why you were a little bit smug beforehand.
I wasn't smug.
Have you threatened someone here?
That's not my style, Chris. Have you ever seen me?
It was Jess taking calls today.
Have you? Yeah. Have you
so
ever seen me?
What's the situation there?
Nothing.
Right. Well, I mean, that's. But
I mean, sometimes it's the first time for everything, but honestly, not.
I'm in shock. Look at the hundreds, if not thousands, of messages we're now receiving. It's a fix.
Do I look like? Have you ever seen me threaten anybody? Huh?
Oh, this is harsh. This text just come in. Was considering naming my first child Devon. I have now changed my mind.
Oh, come on, that's harsh. Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. A ridiculous amount of messages coming into Radio 1 right now about bangers today. People take it far too seriously, some of them. You potted the white. You thought I was going to have a five balling.
You don't know what that means.
I do. I do. It's a pool. Snooker? Where you pot the white.
What a controversial day it now is because of that ridiculous moment.
Mm. Do you think it'll overshadow the other thing, or...?
What other thing? Oh, yeah.
What other thing? Seriously.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday on the show, this happened on Real or No Real.
The Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, is a huge fan of Adele Roberts' early morning show on Radio 1 and often texts in under a pseudonym.
And that turned out to be real.
Yeah. Incredible. What we didn't discuss at the time is it's quite hard to imagine him texting in general, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, he has a phone.
Yeah, I didn't think he would have a phone. Do you remember when Bear Grylls did that thing with Obama and he was like, they went for a walk in the forest, but it was billed as like extreme walks with Bear Grylls. They just went for a walk.
Yeah, it was meant to be a survival weekend. They went for a walk. Yeah. They caught a salmon.
But the president at the time was handed a phone and he was like, I don't know how to use this because he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
So yeah, Prince William told Adele, who does early mornings, that he does listen to her show regularly.
Mm.
And then Chris said something quite ridiculous on yesterday's show.
Prince William, if you're listening right now, text in.
Yeah, text him, come on.
Leave some clues.
But text in something only, well, hang on, it can't, only I would know.
Text in something only Prince William would say.
Do you know what? A lot of people did text after that.
Yeah, so it was quite a flawed plan, wasn't it, actually? Because there is nothing that only me and Prince William would know that would qualify him as a royal. But loads of people did try and text in.
Oh, yeah, all with, like, signing off as William or PW.
Yeah, or like, I'm just flying the helicopter at the weekend, yeah? Like, that's going to work.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Scott. One of those could have been Prince William.
Exactly. I was walking home last night thinking, what if one of them is?
Yeah.
So I thought what we could do today is maybe just call some back. I mean, it's unlikely, isn't it? But we might strike gold.
There is a small chance. And if we get through on Prince William's mobile, that's amazing. Also, everyone who texted in yesterday pretend to be Prince William, there's a good chance they've forgotten about this.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll probably get like Dave in his truck or whatever.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Somewhere on this text system, we do have Prince William's number because he's texted Adele before. Mm.
And if I was him and I'd heard that Real or No Real yesterday, I would have texted in knowing that loads of other people were going to text in.
Yeah.
So would you like me to just put in the number for one of these many texts that we've got here?
Yeah.
We'll just work through it.
Start punching the numbers in. Like, one of them could be William.
So this text that we're going to start with, text in with, one thinks Chris is a hoot. But you never know. Could be him.
I think he would use the word hoot.
Yeah.
Sounds like a hoot. Okay.
Do you want to take this first one?
Ringing him. Is it going to be him?
Hello?
Prince
Hello?
William?
What?
Prince William.
Prince William, yeah.
Okay.
What?
You don't sound like him.
Oh, because I'm driving.
Right, but you still don't sound like him, driving or not.
I've got a cold, mate.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, say something Prince William would say then.
You got any caviar?
No, I don't. No. I don't think you're Prince William.
Bye.
Not a Prince William.
No.
Not to me. Do you want to do another one?
Yeah.
Okay, this one texting saying, all right, lads, it's me, Prince William here. top show, may I just say. Right. Tally-ho.
I think this is flawed, but I'll continue with
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Just think if it's actually him.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
Is there like a royal network?
I think there must be. I don't think it's that one.
No. You have reached the...
The royal network.
The royal network. With WAV. do you want another one? This text says, Liz is awesome. You'd love her. Assuming he's referring to the Queen.
The Queen, okay. I'll take this.
This is the...
Oh! Voicemail.
Rubbish.
Okay, another.
This text says, I am Prince William. My dog is called Ludo.
Is that true?
Is that true? This could be him.
Yeah. I'll take this one.
Hello?
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 Hello, can I speak to the Duke of Cambridge, please?
Yes, speaking. Is that Scott? I heard you and Chris talking about me just the other day. Fantastic.
Is this HRH?
What are you doing?
Sorry?
What are you doing at the moment?
Well, I'm just, yesterday I was walking the dog when I texted you. Today I'm just, I'm at Balmoral. Balmoral?
Balmoral.
Balmoral.
What is going on?
Okay.
I'm really confused.
I mean, I'm kind of sure that you're not him, but...
What can I do to prove who I am?
But hang on, like, we just called this number at random.
I texted in yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, we know you texted in yesterday, but, like, are you... If you're not him, are you always in character as him?
Is this your real voice?
It's generally my real voice, yes.
What's your full name?
My full name?
This is madness.
Yes, what's your full name?
My full name is William Windsor Spencer.
Let me check.
I can assure you that's who I am.
No. No,
I'm really confused.
I'm not sure that's right.
It is right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Born?
So what can I... What born? No, I'm not Jason Bourne.
When were you born?
When was I born? On my birthday.
Yes.
Yes. Which was on what date?
I was born on my birthday. Mm-hmm.
Which was what date?
I'm a bit confused right now. I hadn't quite done this much research.
No.
Okay, I mean, you answered the phone in character, but you could have had Wikipedia up there as well, couldn't you?
Yeah, that would have helped.
Yes. What's your actual name?
Ben.
Okay.
And that's not my real voice either, no.
Are you listening now? And that's how you knew how to do Prince William voice when we rang up?
No, I'm just at work, so I just did it.
What, just answering every call you take today as Prince William?
You never know.
Well, you're the closest we've got to him. Yeah. Oh, well.
That'll do for me. Well, it's good to speak to you, HRH.
Anyone else I can impersonate, or is that just it?
What else have you got?
I can do regional accents from across the UK.
Okay.
Unless you're going to ask for something really bizarre now.
Well, we might call you back.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
And what are you doing? It feels to me like you've been waiting for this call all day almost. Like, what are you doing?
I'm actually a pest controller, and I've just been walking around
smashing the rat.
Yeah, and so I've just literally got back in the van, sat down, the phone rings. I'm thinking, oh, more work. But no, it's you guys. A pleasure to speak to you both.
And to you too.
Have a good day now.
Good day to you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye now.
Yes. Love you, bye.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Wow, that was just weird. So we said on the show yesterday that Prince William may have been listening. Loads of people texted in claiming to be him. Various sign-offs like love PW, love the Duke. And people obviously were just having us on. It wasn't actual Prince William texting in. But then we just called someone back and he instantly went into a great impression of Prince William. But he had no idea it was us calling. Like, he wouldn't have had any idea.
Or at least at first, anyway. But then, I don't know.
That was so odd.
It's like he just took his moment and went for it. You know, I really respect that.
Like, I was like, why is this guy... How come he's gone into character straight away?
No.
I was sat there for a good 10, 15 seconds being so confused right there.
The first few seconds thinking, surely not. Surely
I know.
This isn't actually Prince William.
Did you actually think that a bit?
Right at the start.
Yeah, I did as well. Thank you very much, Ben, your pest controller. That was weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here is Kel Spellman.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Are you all right? How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Thanks for having me back again.
Oh, I like how grateful Kel is. It's like, mate, you are already one DJ.
No, but I always have fun in it.
Yeah. Well, I think
2 weeks in a row.
We're making this a regular thing, aren't we?
Are we?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, did you not get that memo?
Actually, yeah. Let's do that. Let's make this a regular thing.
You are. You're on every Friday.
Buzzing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably need to tell your TV people that because they'll probably get funny about it. But
that's fine.
Yeah, we'll just breeze over that.
Yeah. We're Radio 1, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Of course.
Right, so let's play today's Real or No Real with Kel Spellman.
Loose women star Katie Price has celebrated joining Snapchat by giving her followers a live stream of her pet rabbit giving birth.
I mean, that's quite strong on the for the opening of Snapchat there.
And yeah, what a strange one too. Was it over quite quickly then?
I don't know the details.
I don't know if I want to see a pet rabbit giving birth.
Do you know what I mean?
The thing is, right, if it was Attenborough on Snapchat, I'd watch it, right? Because he'd probably talk over the top of it and it would be interesting. What, for me, I don't like is Katie Price doing it and talking over the top of it. Would you like to watch a wildlife documentary presented by her?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know so what she'd be saying? She'd be like, oh, go on, push. Oh, there it is, it's out. That's what she. Right. So that's going to be the level of commentary we're at.
That's what I mean. So, no, I don't want to watch it from her Snapchat.
No. But, and I was worried about where that was going when it said by giving her followers a live stream.
But also, you obviously, Snapchats are quite quick. So you'd only get like little bits of it, wouldn't you? Not the whole thing. It's not like a big, long, drawn out birth.
That said, let's discuss Attenborough on Snapchat. Great idea, right?
Yeah. A genius idea.
I feel it might be too late.
And he could just commentate on. He could just commentate on anything.
Yeah, that could be. He could literally Snapchat absolutely anything, and it would be riveting viewing. Yeah.
So, do you think Katie Price has joined Snapchat and celebrated by giving followers a live stream of her pet rabbit, Kel? Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
True. Katie took to Twitter to announce that she's joined Snapchat, inviting her followers to get an insight into her crazy world. She started by posting gory videos of the baby rabbits being born. They were pretty grim, actually.
That's horrific.
Yeah.
Great.
And next.
On the night of Bill Clinton's inauguration, he and his wife Hillary surprised everyone by attending 14 different parties and not going to bed.
Woohoo!
Baller.
A night out with Bill and Hill.
Wow.
Going to be crazy times.
That's too many parties.
Is there really that many parties? I mean, I know it's a massive thing and there's like a million people in Washington right now, but 14 parties, that's like more than the Oscars.
That's a real show and go type attitude to the party, isn't
it? It's literally walk in, say hi, look like you're there, Matt Edmonton style, and then walk out.
I feel maybe Hillary and Bill were suffering from major FOMO. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't want to miss out on one of their parties.
Yeah. You'd want to, like, if you just become President of the United States, you'd want to soak up the love, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course, you're a baller. Every party you walk into, like, yeah, that's right.
Also, that's the night of as well. 14 parties in an evening. That's after the after the after the after and so on party, isn't it? That's big.
Wow. I mean, I don't even know if I've got 14 parties in me. You know, I like to go hard or go home.
Yeah.
And 14's a lot for me.
Yeah, it is a lot for you.
Kel, though, you do...
Even if you had one drink in each one, right? Let's just say you limit yourself to a pint. That's still 14 pints by the end of just this session alone.
You are like I am. I think you're probably one of the last people up at a party, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's rude not to be.
Just from the little I know.
Yeah. You can't not, though.
I know. Well, once I've popped,
what do you mean?
Stop.
Like everyone's left you?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Kind of. I'll be there till the death. If there's still people floating about, feel there's still a party to be had.
Oh no, I don't even need people.
No,
I'll just cry in there at the end. It's fine.
Oh, there's that as well.
After gin,
of course. A late night like walk on my own.
Yeah. Just have a think about things.
How has the night unfolded? I mean, that's a long walk you'd have to go on to think about how the 14 parties unfolded.
Well, who was up later at your Halloween party then?
No one.
There. There was Cal or you.
Scott? Where? I think...
He popped... Well, to be fair, you had a sort of nap midway through.
Yeah, you had a little nap.
I like to do that now.
Yeah.
And then I come back in full effect.
A little siesta.
And it's light.
But
it's like in just rising from the phoenix.
Yeah. Just a pants and t-shirt. I looked over, I was fixing his karaoke equipment. That's not one. And I look over and Scott's turned up on the sofa there, pants and a t-shirt.
My house, my rules.
Where's your fancy dress, mate?
It's great.
Oh, I couldn't be bothered with it. It was really itching me. Like, just pants. So much more comfortable.
How great is it when you see someone, you think, nah, that's the end of them, do you know what I mean? They've had their party. Next time, 20 minutes later, come back, yeah. I'm back.
No, I'm king of rising from the flames. I'm back. Okay, so, real or no real, Bill and Hillary went to 14 different parties and didn't go to bed on the night of Bill's inauguration.
I wouldn't put it past the Clintons, real.
Chris.
What's that mean? No real.
That
too many parties.
That one is real.
Yes. Oh. Bill and Hillary still hold the record on parties. Barack and Michelle could not keep up and only managed 10 when he became president in 2009.
Obviously.
What's going to happen with Trump?
I was just about to say how many he's going on. I don't think he'll get 14 invites, to be fair.
He'll be at the after party, like... I'm going to another party. It's going to be great. At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
I didn't do that great.
Again?
I got nothing. Kel got 10.
Yes.
You want telly later?
Yeah, a bit of a chart show.
When's that then?
We'll be live streaming on Radio 1 from 5:15 and then CBC at 7 p.m.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.